after being released from remand prison, we re-strategized after realizing that the state wanted to attack us during the night time, where there would be no witnesses, etc., to the underhand dealings that they were doing, which are not constitutional and that are very illegal. So we decided to come up with a program as to try to seek where we'd have dialogue with the youth of the level, making our way forward and how to overcome these social issues that this government is perpetrating on us. Today, around 10 a.m., we passed through the square and realized that they had deployed water cannons there, went to our lawyers, and we have applied for an urgent high court application against police brutality. So today, after the advice we got from our legal advisors, they have performed the program until the ruling from the high court is out, so that we proceed without our police interference.
So what's the way forward now?
The way forward now is we're going to continue with our program as soon as we get our high court ruling, which we are very confident to be ruled in our favor, as the actions of the police are illegal and uncalled for.
And also, there was an incident yesterday. What happened?
Yesterday, we successfully held our 5-6 program, and Mayor Manyanini came in solidarity. As soon as we had left, and other people had left, when we were preparing just to round up as the leaders of the movement, riot police came, and the order was to lie on our stomachs. They thoroughly burst into battle speak, and as they speak, we are actually not in battle at all. But we remain unbroken. We remain undeterred. We are committed and resolute to this cause, and we fight on until the results we want are achieved. This is just a ploy by the government of Zimbabwe to try and break us, but we remain unbroken. They are trying to send a message to other individuals who are contemplating joining us or to join us. They are trying to instill fear in people, and I just keep on urging people to come and join in this work of cause to fight for a better Zimbabwe.